what's the difference between human needs and want and wants and demands. One is need does fit with human, because all people on earth that are reasonable who feel should need them. And but need fit with this. But the wants and demands are not a need of all. If it's a need of all people, it's a need. If it's a need of less than all people, it is a want, or a fewer than they, I should say less, fewer than all people. It is a want or a demand. And the demand is used if it becomes a large group that are identified with it. We tend to use the word demand. This is a demand. And this is very much related to the theory of capitalism versus communism. I was surprised. These three words, when I test them, when I was living in the United States, and I was, especially in college here, they felt that those words are all synonyms, that needs and that what people need are whatever people want are people what they need. They use them interchangeably. I'm very nervous with that. What I see is carelessness between the use of those words. Needs are not wants, and wants are not demands. Those three words have quite different emphasis and meaning. But the United States has much influence by the corporations. It's a corporate place, and corporations it's some advantage to have the demand that they have whatever they make very broad, and that big people don't know the difference between a need and what a need is and what a want is. And so if I want a car, then I need the car. And I say no. I'm very nervous about that, because there's many things that the U.S. has created that are useful to people. Is it useful to all people, or to most people, or reasonable people, or is it just meeting the market of a demand of some? But there's a bit of confusion. But I would say it is no car is a need of people. I say, well, it forms transport. Then they form, do people need transport? Well, but people who, not all people need transport. I can't say that. In terms of what I was involved in, I would say it was a conditional want, a condition. For example, I needed air transport in terms of satisfying what I got involved in giving courses and presenting them face to face with large groups. So I was spending a lot of time on airplanes. And so air transport. And wherever I got off, I got into rail transport. And if we got in, there was a taxi, it was a transport on a street.